Begin the current daf, Masech des Eiv, and daf Chavav, begin with Amar Alpha. Begin with Tez Demas, that begins with Zigmar, Ma'arv l'kula mechuzah asiyasa, that he made an Eiv for the whole mechuzah, neighborhood by neighborhood. Tez explains that how is it possible to make an Eiv for mechuzah if there, what would happen, in other words, if the mechuzah didn't have this period of Beitura? Because the Gemara said that, that he made an Eiv neighborhood because the period the Beitur, because of these ditches with all the pits that were for the animal food. Now, here's Rashi. So Rashi explains, why was not permitted to make an Eiv of the whole city wide? As Rashi addresses the question, what do you mean? It was what's called a small city. But it's not like the Mishnah teaches us later on, a city of individual, meaning which is a small city that doesn't have 600,000 people, you let him make an Eiv of the whole city. And that's what the Gemara was saying, that was the reason why you couldn't, it's because the Peir de Beitur. Now, it's such a kasha, difficult. Because the Peir Keitz Ma'ab, and the Gemara landed up some of the Gemara, it tells us, the Shul Rabban, where the actual Mechuzah was not the way Rashi explained the Gemara's question. It was actually a city of a Rabban, of a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Because the Gemara tells us, Rabban Barabu, Ma'ab, Lekula, Mechuzah, Arsias, the Gemara there actually tells us that the reason why he made the mechuzah an Arab only by neighborhoods is because the cholchad v'chad abashur l'chavri, because actually what it was is that since it was shal rabim, that you couldn't do the whole city. So therefore, when you do neighborhoods, each neighborhood is considered like a leftover of the other one that you are doing an Arab. And as Tais points out, Yishal Yachal Abayishir was an individual city, wouldn't require to have leaving something over that's not part of the Arab. Emle shayis the shal rabim kaidim, unless it was first owned by the public beforehand, obviously, Mechuzah was a public city, not an individual city. So to Le'el, so to previously Navav Mevez Namim Ashma Shoy Suram, it sounds like that Mechuzah was also a public city. When it talks about the doorway of Mechuzah, the Amadigmar tells him, Molly Dalsis and Nolas Balai left, the doors weren't closed at nighttime. Have a Chayav Lemishim Rishon Suram, you would be liable for carrying as Rishon Suram, Mashmah, Yisham Samachribi, that there was 600,000 people over there. And therefore, you see that it was not like Rashi that it was an Ir Katan, and that's the Gemara's question. Rather, Tesa explains that actually you're right, Mechuzah was an Ir Sharab. And the truth is, even if there was not these ditches, you would not be able to make an Ir of the whole city together because it was just Sharab. But Mekamakam, even so, says Tesa, Ilam Mishum Peri de Beituri. Yeah, that's what the Gemara is saying, that if not for the Peri de Beituri, yes, you would be able to make an Arab in the whole city together, meaning not the whole exact city, but you wouldn't have to do it just neighborhood by neighborhood, because you would have to leave over something not part of the Arab, but all it would have to be contributed would be 50 dwellers, but would only have to be 3 courtyards, but it wouldn't have to be neighborhood by neighborhood. Rather, it's only because in the city where these periods of Beituri, these ditches that separate between the neighborhoods, therefore you have to make each neighborhood by itself. But again, you would be able to make the whole city, again, not the whole city, but almost the whole city. You just would have to leave over some of a shi or some leftover. Ketinek says, the master wins of the words of the Gemara de Beituri. Chase explains that what's the reason why we could not have made Mechuzah a citywide Erev? Because the Gemara said, the reason why Rabbi Arvua made it each neighborhood at a time was because it was period of Beituri. So Perish HaKointus, Rashi explains, the Mechuzah, Irsha in Lechema. Mechuzah was a city that didn't have a wall around it. Now, but at the same time, although it wasn't a walled city, but there were fences at the end of the alleyways, which went all the way to the end of the city on all sides. Now, but why did they make those fences? Was just to protect the seeds that were in these pits. And therefore, v'lechasha mechitza wasn't considered as a bona fide wall. Let's start from a voice to combine all the alleyways of elastically kachas to make the whole city as one. Lafisha hekev leinasa ba'abu ha'ir, because the wall was not made for the city. Elishma peri de beitur is only there to protect the pits that were in the ditches, and therefore that wasn't going to make it as a valid mechitza to make it for a citywide air. Now says Taisa Mashmash return limit sounds like what Rashi means to say, Shahukav Kaid Mishabair, that it was fenced in before the city was settled. Because the Mukav Afrikim, because if you think that the people had first settled and then they made the fence afterwards, so even if they're doing it also for to protect the pits, but as Nasa Gambabur, but then that would obviously be included automatically, they were doing it for the city too, and then it would be a bona fide mechitza. So obviously the reason why Rashi explained that it wasn't is because they first fenced it in, which was for the pits, and then only subsequently did they settle over there. But that test because it's difficult. Because the Lishna Mashmam, the wording of the Gemara sounds like that the problem is the Peri de Beituri. But it sounds like Shemnis Talkim Shema Peri. If those pits would not be there, the Mechitz Mayas, it would be bona fide walls, But interpretation, even if the ditch was not there, Lahaya Nitzer wouldn't be permitted, even if we took away those ditches, given the whole club of Yashav, since it was first fenced and then subsequently settled. So it wouldn't help by taking it away. It wouldn't ameliorate the problem. More of another difficulty Tais has Masha Pish Bukundris. This is Rashi explains the Mechuzah Chayma, that Mechuzah did not have a wall. Lay Nahira, that also does not seem to be correct. Because Amalel, the Gemara previously said, as Tais referenced this in the previous Taises, Avul de Mechuzah, the doorway of a Mechuzah. Il Moli Dalsin no Nolas Balayla, if not for the fact that the doors will close at nighttime, it would have been the Rishas Ram. One thing you see that it was a walled city, and the doors made it totally closed. So rather, Benir Tais says it would seem, the Mukevas Chayma Haisa Achar Shed Nisyashva. Truth is, that the wolves were put up after the people had already settled there. And the truth is, and then yes, therefore they could have made a citywide erev. Ilav per de beituri. But if not for the fact of these ditches, that's the actual problem. Because they were between every single neighborhood along the length of the alleyways. Now, so what? This was the problem. Because Vahisi, same based on Simon Mukuyud, the dimensions of these ditches were more than the area based time, and they were 10 tefachim deep. So they could not have made an area from one neighborhood to the next neighborhood, because you couldn't carry from one neighborhood to the other. Why? Because that pair have a car for just based time, because these ditches were a car for more than based time for non-residential purposes, and therefore it was blocking the area. You couldn't carry from one to the next. As Taisa explains, you can't compare what a previous staff had mentioned regarding when you have a pile of produce where we say, oh, no matter how big it is, it's not going to get in the way. It's not an anti-dira. That's because they're ruined l'machalad. That's because they're fit for eating. Over here, this was animal food, and therefore it was these ditches were in the way, and there's a karfav that was yosem b'sam shlehukav l'dira. Now, and that's the case of avagav d'yesh lehu mechitzes, but what do you mean? Even though these ditches had walls, and even the karfav that's mother b'sam, if it's surrounded with walls, it's like Rosh Hashanah Yachad. And that's the case of no. Here, the walls, ein me'il m'klum, did not help at all, because the mechitzes are suy l'nachasin. Because these are walls that were made for storage, and therefore they're not residential walls, and hence it's not going to ameliorate the karfav that Yosef made his time to make it into a dira, rather, that was in between the neighborhoods. And that's why, says Taisis, you couldn't make a citywide air. Now, Taisis brings Varashi Pirish Bekeit Ma'abrin. Rashi, actually, later in the Psalmach Manav, gives a third interpretation, Mishum Peira, meaning because of the produce, Shem Avsig, which gets in the way, you simply can't go from neighborhood to another neighborhood, because those ditches are in the way. And therefore, it's like a ditch between two courtyards. The mainly come on to Gemara later on. The Vayim Chesem tells us you could only make separate Erevin, but you cannot make an Erev together to join those two chatzers because that ditch is in the way. You can't consider it as one. And here also, the pairs were in the way. But Taish doesn't like this because the mashmud here it doesn't sound like the problem is because of the fruits are in the way. Because it's the walls that are inferior that they made only for storage, because that's where the Gemara proves this third question that was asked on Rava, that walls that were made for storage not considered a mechitza, from this halacha that they made the mechuzah only erev neighborhood by neighborhood, which sounds like the problem is because of the walls that were made l'nachas, not because the peiri were in the way. So there's a three interpretation. Rashi here explains mechuzah was without a wall, but they had these walls at the end of the alleyways, but that was only to protect the pits, and therefore it's not considered as mechitza to make the city as one because it wasn't made for deer purposes. Taisa explains that actually mechuzah was surrounded with a wall. And it was hukuf l'msev yashav. Yashav b'sev hukuf, and therefore it should be okay. So mitzad that, it was okay. The problem is the peiri, those ditches between the neighborhoods were more than based on Simon, 10 tefachim deep, and that's a karmelis. And therefore, it was getting in the way. And what's with the walls of the ditch themselves? Those were not made l'dur. They were only made l'nachas for storage, and therefore you couldn't carry from the one neighborhood to the next. Rashi and Ketzan Arbat, he explains, the reason why you couldn't make a citywide area is because the actual payers themselves are in the way, and therefore you couldn't get from one neighborhood to the next. The next text, the Masada begins towards the Gemara, but Tzamba, we learned in the Mishnah, Beisa, his house, tells us also Le Bulahem, it's not only us for him to carry out to the Chatzah, but it's also even for them, which Rabbi Loi had said he heard from Blazer that it's only also for him, but for others it's permitted. Here we learned that it's also for everyone. So that's what the Gemara answers that, yeah, right, it's a Machlekas. But Taisa says, we couldn't have said to answer the question, oh, what do you mean? The Mesnidin and our mission is talking about the Mevatel Behed Yerushas Beis. So you're right. Maybe generally, no one could carry out of his house because there's only Mevatel Behed of his Chatzur. And our mission that said they could carry from his house is because when he explicitly nullified not only his rights in the court, but even in his house, says Taisa, no, we couldn't have said that. Because then that would be the case, and that was Rabbi Loi's traditionally heard from Rabbi Lezer. So my limitzas lechaber. Why would he say I didn't find anyone who says that? Everyone would agree if it's mabatl also his bias, then of course they would be able to carry out of his house to the chatzah. Or you know, I mean, another interpretation is no. The reason why the Gemara didn't say this mashmalei the mastin ayafil bestam. The Gemara sounds like from the fact that it doesn't differentiate would sound like even unspecified. Even the Gemara didn't explicitly nullify his house, and therefore the Gemara cannot have answered to say that the Mishnah was specifically talking about when they explicitly said there's mabatl also his bias to answer this question.